We are doing Mishle. We are up to the 23rd chapter, and we will begin with Pasuk Yud Zayin, the 17th verse. It's been requested that we lane, that I sing with a tune the Pasukim before explaining. So Yud Zayin and Yud Chet, it would seem, go together. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Al yekane libecha b'chataim. כי אם ביראת אדוני כל היום, כי אם יש אחרית ותקוותך לא תיכרת. שלמה המלך says, אל יקנא ליבך בחטאים. Your heart should not be jealous of the sinners. Don't be jealous of them. Our parsha tells us, לא תחמוד, you shall not desire. Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shu'ib, the disciple of the Rashba, writes, that is the weightiest of sins. Lo tachmod is the source of sin, it is the weightiest of sin. And so, when Shlomo HaMelech advises us, al yekanei libecha, your heart should not be jealous of the sinners, he's telling us to guide our hearts. Ki'im, but rather, where should you be spending your time? Be'irat Hashem kol hayom. Your mind should be focused on Yiras Shamayim. The Rambam writes that "En ha'yetzer tokef el ha'lelev ha'panuy min ha'chokhma." A person's bad inclinations will only overcome him if his heart is clean of wisdom. If a person's focus is on Yirat Hashem, his focus is on being a God-fearing person, so he won't have time for all kinds of nonsense. If a person allows his heart to wander, then he thinks, wait a second, why is everyone else driving a car and I'm walking by foot? Because I'm learning in yeshiva and they're working to make a living. So maybe I should go out and work and buy a car. Why is everyone else going to town Thursday night and I'm here in yeshiva learning? Maybe I should go have a beer. It's been a while since I had a beer. So Shlomo Mel says, I don't particularly like beer, so I'm giving examples I hear from guys. That's not my yetzer hara. Everyone has their own, but that's not one of mine. Kim v'irat Hashem kol hayom. So you're not enticing me there. Where should one's focus be? Should be in the fear of Hashem. Yikane, the word kin'ah has different meanings. And the Malbim tells us it depends on what follows it. Al yekane ba chataim is a type of jealousy that a person wants to be like that one. I want to be like Mike. Shlomo Amel says no. A person shouldn't be jealous of them. Ki im yesh acharit, Shlomo Amelech says, because you, in focusing in Yiras Shamayim, in Yiras Hashem, then you're focusing on something that has a future. V'tikvatcha lo tikaret. And your hope, ultimately you'll get payback. He's driving his Rolls Royce today. I was on the bus, I guess. No, my ride. He had the radio on. So at the top of the hour they come on and they say, the auto companies of Europe have had a very rough year this past year. Rolls Royce reports losses. I didn't know the company still existed, Rolls Royce. I thought it was only an old car. So Shlomo HaMelech says, what you're investing in is an investment that doesn't go down. The stock market can crash, but you have futures. Your stocks didn't go down. Ki im yesh acharit, you have a future. V'tikvatcha, and your hope lo tikaret, doesn't yet come up. He's had a Rolls Royce. Tomorrow, who knows where Rolls Royce is going. So that this ki'im is going back on al yikani. Shema ata v'ni v'chacham v'asher baderech libecha. Shlomo HaMelech says, you, my son, you listen and you get wise from what I'm saying. And then, when you get wise, you'll be able to go with your heart. Because one is supposed to align their heart with Derech Hashem, and then their heart tells them the right way. I remember as a child in Cheder, when we'd reach the Rashi, that Rashi says, V'libi omerli, my heart tells me. So the Rebbe would pause year after year, and he'd say,
And if you have a heart like Rashi, and when your heart tells you something, then you listen. So yeah, Shlomo Amel says, Shema atav v'niv ha-chacham. Listen, son. You'll get smart. Ve'asher baderech libecha. You'll be smart. Then you'll be able to go in the way of your heart, because your heart will lead you the right way. A person has a gut feeling. I remember Rabbi Wein, when we were in his high school, he told of a story. A guy was learning in the high school, and he came to him and said, my grandmother remarried after the Holocaust, and then her husband walked in a few years ago, and he was alive. Am I allowed to marry? And Rabbi Wein said, this is too big for my shoulders. So this is a very complex shaila. He walked into Rav Moshe, went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he always used to tell the story how when he'd walk in, so Rav Moshe would stand up to greet him like he was the greatest rabbi. He's coming to ask Rav Moshe the shaila. He's big, my Rosh Hashiva, but he's still asking Rav Moshe the shaila. He's and Rav Moshe would call him Rabbi Wein. He was Rav Moshe, but he referred to him as Rabbi Wein. And he posed the shaila before Rav Moshe with all the details, which we're skipping now. And Rav Moshe told him the answer. And he said, and when it comes time for the young man to marry, come back to me, and I'll write up a tshuva about why I think, in this case, given all the details, which we're skipping now, which are important if you want to rule in halacha, this child can get married, even though technically on the surface he's, we would think he's a mamzer. In that case, Rav Moshe found room for leniency. So he said, I have to sit down and think it through and write it out, but you could tell me he could date and he could get married. That's when a person's heart is with the Torah, so he could tell you on the spot, the halacha is this way. I still have to work out exactly how we're going to get there, but that's right. That's right. And I'm telling you it's right. So, yeah. Al tehi visove yayin visolele vasar. Lamo, Shlomo HaMelech says, don't be among the people who are gluttonous. They're just gobbling down meat and they're gobbling down wine. Those who they eat meat and wine in a gluttonous fashion, and meat and wine are representative of the worldly goods. So in our day and age, I don't know, what would it be? What would be our example today? It would be a beer. It would be... what do people gobble down? I don't know. Shmarma? I don't know. I don't know. Falafel? Pizza? I don't know. In our day and age, whatever it is, I guess it's still meat and wine, right? That's still what people want. Kisove vizolil yivaresh ukraim talbish numa. Ah, Chazal quote this pasuk. Wow. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, kisove vizolil, if someone is busy looking after... filling up his stomach, yivaresh, ultimately he'll be impoverished. A person has to live beneath his limits, not above his limits. Most people figure, I have a job, I'm making this much money a month, I could take a mortgage, which is close to that. I could take out a loan. Let's say a guy's making a 100,000 shekel a year. He figures he could take out a loan for 2 million shekel. I'll pay it back over the years. What do you mean he'll pay it back over the years? A person has to live within his means. So I'll manage, I'll cover the car. Where are you going to cover it from? Where are you going to cover all your costs? A person has to live beneath his means. Most people, especially today, we're trained to live beyond our means, to live in minus. It's a terrible thing to live in minus. I'm not talking about the halachic aspects. A person has to keep his goals in life to always live beneath his means. One of the problems with an allowance is that kids, very often, they grow up thinking, okay, if I have $50, then I have $50 to spend this week, which is wrong. If you have $50, save the $50. When you'll have $500, you'll decide if you want to spend $10, $20, then spend. But when children, and then they grow up and they're teenagers and they live and they're given this much money to spend during the week, what's the parent teaching them? When you have this much money, that's the amount of money you could spend. That's wrong. If you have that much money, then a small amount of it you could spend. Most of it, try to save. If you don't need to spend it, why should you be spending it? Someone who spends what he's got, he's trying to fill his stomach, he's going to be impoverished ultimately. Ukraim talbish numa. And when a person is sleepy, when a person is like tnuma, shina, when he's sleeping,
That's, he likes to sleep late. He likes to enjoy a midday nap. So he's going to ultimately be wearing tatters. Ukraim talbish numa, alacrity pays off, and laziness has its price. So Shlomo HaMelech warns us, the concept of laziness, staying late in bed, getting up late, taking naps, it all goes along the same line. It's the here and now. Like Rav Sadia Gaon writes in his introduction to Mishlei. All of Mishlei can be summed up in this concept. Do I focus on the here and now, and I want the pleasures now, or do I invest in long term? That's the basic concept of Mishlei. If we summarize it, he says it in two paragraphs, we're saying it in one sentence. But that's the concept. It's the concept of all the mitzvos. We're investing in the long term. The long term in this world, not the next world, but in this world. You invest in the family, it's long term. You go out to the bar, it's short term. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Shema le'avicha ze yeladecha ve'al tavuz ki zakna imecha. Oh, Shlomo HaMelech says, that's why these are my favorite chapters. Because I'm saying, not Shlomo HaMelech. These chapters, every pasuk has such depth and such meaning. The earlier chapters, it's harder to find it. There are long stories, as we saw earlier. These chapters are, each pasuk has its own message. Shema le'avicha ze yeladecha. Listen to your father. He bore you. He wants what's good for you. One of the givens that should be there for the child and the parent is that the parent wants what's good for the child. And that means sometimes the parent has to overcome his ego. It has to be a given. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Listen to him, because the given is that he wants what's best for you. Ve'al tavuz. And don't mock, ki zakna imecha, because your mother's an old lady. Sometimes people think, she's an old lady, what does she know? No. Shlomo HaMelech says, even though she's old, and maybe she's talking a lot, don't mock. She's your mother. Listen to what she has to say. I think we should leave it at pshat. Chazal say, the Mishnah quotes this pasuk in the end of Brachos. Chazal say, this is a reference to the elders of the nation. And if you see the elders have done something, so you have to understand there's depth. They didn't just do it for nothing. Imecha, throughout Tanakh, Chazal often tells us, umatcha, your nation. Imecha, throughout Tanakh. Ma imecha leviya, ben arayot ravatza. Imecha is umatcha, in Shir Shirim. It says, ביום חתונתו, צן אורנה בנו ציון בהתרה שאיתרה לו אמו. אמו, רשי says, אומתו. Many times, אמו זה אומתו. So that's חזר. פה שפשעת זה, has enough meaning. You don't have to go beyond פשעת. Oh, you're not גר, right? The next פסק has a גר פשעת. I mean, it has פשעת, but there's also a famous גר פשעת. אמת כנה ואל תמכו חוכמה ומוסר. Uvina, Shlomo HaMelech says, purchase truth. If you could find a place that you'll learn Torah for free, learn. If you have to pay to acquire a Rebbe, pay. Learn. The main thing is learn. Even if it costs you to learn Torah, you have to learn. And now, even if it costs you, you altimko. When someone comes and wants to learn from you, you teach him for free. Emet kinei. You acquire the truth even if you have to pay for it. But when others want to learn from you, al timko. Don't charge for your time. Learn with them for free. Now, when Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, Hashem told Moshe, ma'ani bechinam, afata bechinam. Just like I taught you the Torah for free, you teach the Jewish people the Torah for free. So ideally, the Rebbe is supposed to be for free, and then when the student goes on to teach, he's also supposed to be for free. Chokhmah, Umusar, uvina, these are the three types of learning. Wisdom, learning to be a good person. Musar is to guide one onto the right path. Lasir, uvina, and understanding. All of these are aspects of the Torah that a person should acquire at all costs. Now there's a story that when the Ger Rebbe passed away, so they wanted his brother to become the Ger Rebbe, the Chidush Arim. And he said, no, there's someone else, I don't remember if it was the son, I think it was the son, that became Rebbe, his nephew, before the Chidush Arim became Rebbe. he said, my brother passed away, let his son become Rebbe, or a different brother. I don't remember who it was that became Rebbe before the Chiddush HaRim. He said, the rule is, emet kenet. So long as you could purchase truth, purchase Torah, al tinko, don't be the one to sell. So long as you could be a student, don't be a rabbi. So long as you could learn by someone, let someone else be the rabbi. I want to learn. I'll learn from him. Let him be the teacher and I'll learn. Emet kenet. So long as you could buy, al tinko, don't sell. When the next Rebbe passed away and he was still alive, then he became Rebbe for the last few years of his life. But he quoted this pasuk and that was the pshat he gave. There are other pshatim that people give, but these are, I think, true pshatim. There are other things that people say in as vort, but I don't think it's worth quoting. Pasuk chav dalet. Gil yagil avi tzadik violed chacham yismach bo. Gil yagil, joyous will rejoice the father of a tzaddik. That's what we've seen throughout. When a person does what's right, he makes his parents happy, he makes the world happy. So the father of a tzaddik is happy. Violet chacham, and one who bore a wise child, yismachbo, will be happy with him. So guys, even if your parents give you a hard time, bottom line, you have to think long term. I remember when I was contemplating continuing to learn, and there were discussions in the family, so I spoke to one rabbi. He told me, listen here, even if your parents aren't with you today, think 10 years down the road. 10 years down the road, when you have a house that they're proud of, and they come and they visit, and they see the kids, and they see the way the house is running, you know how happy they'll be you chose this path. You got to think long term. So parents sometimes give their kids a hard time. Baruch Hashem, I didn't have such a hard time, but parents sometimes... What do you want to do this for? What do you want to do that for? You have to think, if it's right, then ultimately they'll be happy with it too. It's got to be right though. Pasuk chafei, Yismach avicha ve'imecha v'tagel yoladtecha. Shlomo HaMelech says, your father, your mother, everyone will be happy with you. You go with the truth, you acquire it in any way you can, your parents will be happy, and those that bore you will be happy as well. And again, the question is, it a reference to the parents, to the nation? Tinavini libecha li veinecha derachai tirtzona or tirtzena. Shlomo HaMelech says, what does it say over there? By me, it's unclear. What's that last word in Pasuk Chaf Mav?
Tzorna.
Titzorna. Oh, titzorna. Tenavini libecha ali ve'inecha derachai titzorna. Right. Shlomo HaMelech says, my son, give your heart to understand what I'm teaching. And then your heart, your eyes will maintain my path. You'll understand that that's the correct path. But when a person enters to learn, a person could enter and sit from afar. I don't know, maybe. No. Shlomo HaMelech says, listen here. You come, put your heart into it. Give your heart to understand. Once you understand, then your eyes will see that my path is right. But first you got to be open to listen. I wasn't indicating anything when I said that way. No, seriously.
Kishucha amoka zona uv'er tzara nochriya.
Shlomo HaMelech says, for it is a deep pit, the prostitute. And we said, all of Mishlei has to be understood on the simple level. Shlomo HaMelech says, people sometimes think, what's the big deal? One night stand. No. It's a deep pit once a person goes in there. It's hard to get out of it. Once a person starts with promiscuous ways, to get out of it is very difficult. It's like climbing out of a deep pit. Uve'er tzara nochriya. And nochriya over here is also, it's a reference if a person goes with a non-Jewish prostitute. So he says, then you've gone into a pit that you've got all kinds of afflictions inside there as well. Now unfortunately, in our day and age, the simple understanding of the pasuk is enough. We don't have to go into Chazal's explanations. We see day in and day out, unfortunately, there are frum guys, they end up in a bar, they date a nice Russian girl. Later, after they called, they fell in love, they discover, well, no one knows if she's Jewish, we don't know if her mother's Jewish, How many times do I get a phone call? We can't verify whether she's Jewish or not. Rabbi, will you be Misader Kiddushin? Could you marry us? What do you mean, can I marry you? Who said she's Jewish? Well, she says she's Jewish. Okay, that's very nice. In our day and age, unfortunately, and I say Russians because that's common, but it's also common that a girl goes out with a guy and he's very nice, and after they've already gotten engaged, she suddenly discovers he's an Arab guy. And don't think this is only in the people who hang out in bars. Unfortunately, it's happened to girls who were behind the cash register in a frum store, and the guy who was bagging the bags was exceptionally nice and sweet, and he invited her, and they went out on a date, and these are things that happen, unfortunately, often. So the simple understanding is enough. And unfortunately, there's enough going around wherever you go. Kishucha mukazonash. The woman warns us, simple pshat. It's a deep pit. Don't think it's a one-night stand. You leave it behind you. We're not talking about the Isur Doraisa. We're not talking about the biblical prohibitions. We're talking about the simple prohibition. It's not an easy thing to get out of. Now, of course, Chazal tell us that every time Shlomo HaMelech says Zona and Nochiya and Mishle, Shlomo HaMelech was referring to De'ot Zorot. He was referring to other philosophies. Person figures, I'll just go to the Himalayas, I'll just go out to Thailand, I'll just go explore, see what other religions believe. Shlomo HaMelech says, don't think you could walk in and just walk out. Once you walk in, you say, well, wait, let me see, this seems to make sense, they have such a nice custom here, they have such a nice way of doing things there, I like the drugs they do, I like the girls they have, I like what's going on here, let me see. It's not so easy to get out of it. Shlomo HaMelech says it's like a deep pit. And Chazal say that every time throughout Mishle, Zona and Nochiya is a reference to foreign philosophies. Pasuk Chafchet. Af hi khetif terov uvogedim be'adam tosif. Shlomo HaMelech says, she too will suddenly turn on you. You'll suddenly see that she's like a as though she's ambushed you. And don't think that it just happened that you two met. Af hi kechetef te'erov. She really planned the ambush. There's a saying that says, the boy chases after the girl till she catches him. Meaning a guy sits in college and the girl across happens to drop her books and she just says, could you help me out? You know what? Maybe you could help me with this and that. And slowly the relationship evolves. His name is Chaim and her name is Susan and maybe she's Jewish. Then he discovers she's not Jewish. Shlomo HaMelech says, don't think it happened by coincidence. She knows a good catch. She wanted you. And Shlomo HaMelech says, ultimately, don't fool for it. Uvogedim, the Adam Tasif, through her seduction, she goes and adds more people who are ultimately boged, they are traitors to their faith. And these are things we see daily on college campuses. Why is the intermarriage rate this way? Because this is what happens. And we have an interesting phenomenon, especially on the West Coast. A lot of girls are converting to Judaism. They decided, what do I need? A husband that's going to do a million different things. Let me get a nice Jewish guy. It's a good life to be a Jewish wife. You have your husband makes a good pranos. You have good education. You have a good social life. You have a lot of holidays and Shabbos. It's a good life. What? Yeah. So I'm not coming to question their gear. Yeah, I'm talking about California, yeah, on the West Coast of the United States. I'm not questioning their gear. I'm not saying their conversion isn't valid. I'm just saying this concept that Shlomo HaMelech tells us, af hi kechetef te'erov, that she's swift to set up her ambush, she wants to catch a good guy. Well, there's a lot to be said for that. There's a person who grows up in a Jewish home, he has certain values that in today's Western world are hard to come by. He's a good catch. And Shlomo HaMelech says, ultimately, uvogedim ba'adam tosif, she causes more people to be bogedim, to be traitors to their faith. Now again, Chazal say, this is a reference to apikorsus. A guy joins Jews for Jesus, he's not happy enough being himself there, he goes and tells other people, come, let me explain it to you. He invites them, we have Pesach Seder. We have at our house, and we have guys from Machon Meir, and some years they post our Pesach Seder also in different places. Why do they post our Seder? Because Jews for Jesus posts in the hostels all around Jerusalem, come see a real Jewish Pesach Seder. So people who come, they're just hiking through Israel, what do they know the difference? They end up at a Seder where the guy's going to tell them all about Oso Aish and tell them all kinds of stories that have nothing to do with Judaism. Afhi kechetif te'rov, Chazal say, isn't only a reference to her. So every time we speak about her, we're in essence also speaking about those that try to seduce Jews to leave the faith. Lemi oy, lemi avoy, lemi midyanin, lemi siyach, lemi pitzaim chinam, lemi chachlilut einayim. Shlomo Amel says, who says woe? Who says avoy? Who yells? Who's in fights? Who's the one that just talks and gives away his heart? Who's the one that gets wounded for nothing? Lemi chachlilut einayim, who has red eyes? Who has all these problems? Lame'acharim al hayayin labaim lachkor mimsach. Those that stay up late tonight, they're hanging in the bars Thursday night. They're not in Beis Medrash. If you're spending your late nights drinking, lama'acharim al hayayin, those that spend their late nights drinking wine, labaim lachkor mimsach, those that come and check out where do they sell the best wine, where could I dilute my wine best, they're the ones that end up with what we said in Pasuk Chavtes. They end up with woe, they end up with yelling, they end up losing their money, they end up in bar brawls, they end up in fights, they end up wounded, they end up with red eyes. Al tere yayin ki yitadam, ki yitain bakoseino yitalech b'meisharim. B'meisharim, Shlomo HaMelech says, don't look at the red of the wine. Don't you be one of those that you drink so much that everything seems fair game to you. Ki ten bakoseino, when one keeps his eye on the bottle, he keeps his eye on the cup, yitalech b'meisharim, then he thinks everything I do is fair ground, I can do what I want. What does a guy do when he's drunk? He says what he wouldn't say when he's sober. He does what he wouldn't do when he's sober, right? So Shlomo HaMelech says, Al tere yayin ki itadam. Don't you be looking at that redness of the wine. And from here, Chazal derive a halachic concept that we discussed earlier tonight, that there are benefits to wine being red. The pasuk does refer to wine as being red. Yeah. I don't think so. The Targum translates it as techeme, which means to see. I don't think so. And that then the continuation of the pasuk ki ten bakos eino seems to be supporting that teire also means to see. In any ways, that's what I think. Yeah. That there is a preference to wine being red, according to some opinions, because the Gemara quotes this pasuk to support the concept of wine being red. Al tere yayin ki itadam. We say white wine is also kosher as wine. But some want to say, based on this pasuk and how the Gemara analyzes the pasuk, that there is a preference to red wine. There is such a Ramban. Achrito kinachash yishach uchtzifoni yafrish. Ultimately, what happens to the guy who thinks everything's okay, he just goes the way of the bottle? Ultimately, it's like the bite of the snake. At first it's just a little sting, but it could kill a person. And it's like tzifoni, a poisonous snake that gives its sting. Einecha yiru zarot velibecha yedaber tapuchot. When a person gets wine inside him, when he gets drunk, so his heart gets his desire arouses, like Shakespeare wrote, right? The wine arouses desire in a person, and that's why his eyes go out looking for strangers, and his heart speaks in convoluted ways. V'hayita kishochev belev yam uchshochev berosh chibel. And then a person has what we might call temporary insanity. When a person gets drunk, it's like a person lying in the middle of the sea, and like a person who's lying at the top of the mast of a ship, וכשוכב בראש חיבל, at the top of the mast, so he sways this way, he sways that way, he's all confused. The guy who's on top of the mast, every time the ship turns, he gets dizzy. So too is the guy who's drunk so much. Hikuni val chaliti, halamuni bal yadati, matai akits osif avakshenu od. Shlomo HaMelech says, and a person who's drunk, he's still swaying this way, that way, he's muttering in his sleep, and he says, Hikuni val chaliti, so what if I was in a brawl? I didn't feel anything. I'm still half drunk. So he mutters to himself, Hikuni val chaliti, they hit me, I didn't get sick from it. What difference does it make? Halamuni bal yadati, they beat me up, and I don't know the difference. Matai akitz, when can I get up again? Osif avakshen wod, and I'll go look for more wine. Even as he's falling in his stupor, the drunk doesn't even sense that, wait a second, I've been bruised. Maybe I had a tooth knocked out. Maybe I have my eye cut off. No. He says, I didn't feel anything. When can I get up and get some more? So Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Lemioi, who has the woes? Who's getting hit for nothing? The red eye. The guy who's staying up late drinking wine. He's seeking out what are the best bars. Shlomo HaMelech warns us, don't go looking for wine. A person who drinks wine, it's like getting bit by a snake. Initially it doesn't seem too severe, and then ultimately it could stop a person's heart. And when a person is drinking wine, everything seems fair game to him. His eyes start seeking out foreign women, and his heart talks nonsense, and he's swaying back and forth as much as he might be in brawls and be beaten. He just tells him, well, when can I get up? He tells himself, when can I just have some more? And Shlomo HaMelech is really talking to an extent about an addiction. Shlomo HaMelech says, the guy can get addicted to wine, and look at what kind of life he's going to lead. So, and with this, we come to the conclusion of what the Christians call the 23rd chapter.